This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that a drug-free youth will play a crucial role in achieving the vision of a developed India by 2047. Mr. Shah was addressing a press conference at Panaji in Goa. He said the government has prepared a three-year roadmap to make country drug-free by 2029. He said the roadmap will be based on a four-pillar approach aimed at dismantling narcotics networks.
Between 2014 and 2026, the quantity of drugs seized has increased significantly to more than 1 crore 19 lakh kilograms. The value of these seized drugs stand at approximately 1.89 lakh crore rupees. Between 2014 and 2026, the government led by Narendra Modi has destroyed approximately 48 lakh 66,000 kilograms of drugs.
Mr. Shah also highlighted the government's development efforts in Jammu and Kashmir. He said the Union Territory is now on the path of progress and development, while Naxalism is becoming a thing of the past under the Narendra Modi-led government. Meanwhile, the Union Home Minister has cut short his visit and left for Delhi following the collapse of a multi-story building in the national capital. Mr. Shah reached Panaji last night on a three-day visit to Goa. A major rescue operation is underway after a multi-story building housing a student paying guest or PG accommodation collapsed in Satyaniketan area of Delhi this afternoon. According to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, four persons were brought to the trauma center for treatment. Of them, one person was brought dead, two are in critical condition, and one has been discharged. Meanwhile, the Delhi police has said that six persons have been rescued so far and shifted to hospitals. Several people are still fear trapped. The police said during the local inquiry, it was revealed that the building was 40 to 50 years old and some repair work was underway in the basement of the building when the incident happened. The Delhi Fire Service has deployed 18 fire tenders for the relief and rescue work at the location. The area where the incident occurred is close to the heart of Delhi University's South Campus and has several buildings, mostly housing student PGs, hostels and eateries. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Taranjit Singh Sandhu has directed all concerned agencies to work in coordination to ensure swift rescue efforts on the ground. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in a social media post said, an adjacent building has also been vacated as a precautionary measure and every possible effort is being made to safely rescue those trapped and provide immediate assistance to the affected families. The Ministry of Coal has rejected media reports attributing reduced power generation at Punjab's thermal plants to inadequate coal supply from the centre. The Ministry clarified that adequate coal has been made available to Punjab's power plants. It said that Coal India Limited remains fully committed to ensuring uninterrupted coal supply for power generation across the country, including in the state of Punjab. The External Affairs Ministry responded to the UN General Assembly resolution on Equal Area World Map. Spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Ranthir Jaiswal, said that India has voted in favour of the United Nations General Assembly resolution on equal area cartographic representation. Mr. Jaiswal further added that India's sovereign territory, including the Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, must be depicted in accordance with India's official map. The seven core OPEC plus countries, that is Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iraq, Kuwait, Kazakhstan, Algeria and Oman, met virtually today to review global market conditions and outlook. They decided to keep its oil output policy unchanged for October amid global uncertainty. U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner arrived in Kyiv today on their first official visit to Ukraine as part of a renewed U.S. diplomatic push to revive peace efforts in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Their visit follows yesterday's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Following the meeting, Putin ordered a three-day pause in strikes on Kyiv. And floods have affected normal life in various parts of Bihar. Several major rivers, including the Ganga, Gandak and Kosi, are flowing above the danger mark. In view of the rising water levels of Ganga, special vigilance is being maintained in downstream areas. The water level of the river has crossed the highest flood level at different ghats in Patna. And that is the end of this news bulletin.